Well, greetings to you, and thank you for your call. May God bless you in Jesus' name. I've been blessed to be able to share the passages from God's Word, and I'm thankful for it. I hope that it will be good seed planted in good ground that will bear much fruit. Pray for me, and I pray for you also, that God would just have his way and that he would be glorified in us, in our bodies. And I trust that he is doing that. But we need to pray for each other, and we need to encourage each other. And I want you to know that the things I share here are the things that are very dear to my heart and very needful in my life. I am desperate for God. And I appreciate that he gives us a lively hope in Christ Jesus. I would like to share a couple of passages here and just bring a little bit of encouragement to give God thanks. I know that we have celebrated a Thanksgiving in our country, and that's a wonderful thing. I'm glad that we do that. It should be every day, though, and I hope it is, that we could always give thanks to God. And we're not too far from a brand new year. And I hope that in that all of next year that we can find some time each day to thank God for something. And I'm going to read out of Ephesians to you, chapter 5, verse 15. I'll read a few verses here. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's encouraging us here to give thanks to God and to redeem the time. The days are evil, and we need to walk very wisely, not as fools. And we need to know what the will of the Lord is. The only way we can know that is to seek him and to look to him in his word and in prayer. And in that, we're exhorted here to give thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then I'm going to turn to 1 Thessalonians, and I'm going to read also in chapter 5 here, and I'm going to begin in verse 5. It says, "Ye are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." He's talking about a spiritual thing here. Of course we have to sleep, but he's saying don't be asleep. Be very watchful and be sober. "For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation." We've been talking about that. "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do." Also ye do. "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. And be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak. Be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming again. The scriptures tell us he's coming again. That's our lively hope. Jesus Christ is coming again to redeem his church. Verse 24, faithful is he that calleth you. He's called you, and he's faithful, who also will do it. Then he closes his letter here to the Thessalonians. Brethren, pray for us. That's my prayer also. Let's pray for each other. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. That even works 2,000 years later to the church today. His last verse here, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Be with you. Amen. I want to leave you with this high note here of encouragement. He keeps repeating the hope of our salvation. And we're encouraged to be sober-minded, to not be sleeping, as do so many. And things happening all around us, and people are unaware. They're sleeping in a spiritual sense, sleeping. Not even aware of what God is doing around. He's preparing his church. He's getting us ready to be with him eternally. However long that is, I don't know how long that'll be, but it's soon. It may be in our lifetime, it may not, but either way, it's soon. It's very, very soon. This life is very short. And I want to encourage you to do something, and I've shared this before, but my mother, she encouraged me to always give thanks to God. And she was one that didn't just say it, she did it. And I saw that happen, and I was very encouraged, and I want to encourage you. Give thanks to God. Would you just spend a little bit of your day each day, just thank God for something, anything. We're supposed to thank God for everything. And sometimes that can be hard to do, I understand that. But let's start out with just thanking God for something today. Each day, there are things, and as you put your mind to it and your heart to it, you'll have a list, and it'll go and go and go and go. And I think before long, we'll be thanking God and for everything. And I'm not there yet, but I want to get there. And I hope you can get there too. Because it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. And so may God give us strength and a heart and a mind to remember to give him thanks. He's worthy of it. And he does appreciate it when we give him thanks. Your life will be blessed and changed. I know that because the few times I have done this, I've been very encouraged. And I want to just continue on until I can say, I give thanks in all things. And I don't know how long it'll take. It may take a whole lifetime. I'm not sure. But I want to be able to see God's hand in every circumstance and give him thanks for it. And I want to encourage you to do the same. Give God thanks. He will change our heart to overflowing with love for him and gratitude. I believe it. And put it to the test. See if it's true. Try it and see. I think you'll find that you're going to want to do that some more. And so that's my encouragement to you, and I want to bless you in Jesus' name. And just trust that God will give you grace to give him thanks in all things. And may God bless you as you do.